This is the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter. Presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance. Live local talk that matters to you. Now, here are Denise and Hunter, exclusively on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
Welcome, everybody, to this Tuesday edition of Newsmakers at Noon. I am Denise Quinn.
And this is Hunter Newton.
And it is Tuesday, and you know what that means.
We have a special guest in the studio.
Do we? Is she guest? She's one of the family now. I mean, we kind of moved beyond guest. I think she's kind of family. Kind of? Yeah.
We got to put her plaque up on the wall in here.
Right? I know. She needs her own chair and her own headphones. Amy McLeod with the McLeod Group, Keller Williams, is with us. Hello.
Do I get a scepter and a crown?
Yeah. Oh, only if I get one, too.
Okie dokie.
I don't want to have to put makeup on, though. Do I have to do that? No. But yes, Amy McLeod. Yeah, we've been doing this for a couple of years now.
Yeah. We took a little break. We'd done it for a number of years before, and then we took a break and thought it was important to come back again and help the public understand what's going on in real estate, because it's been a wild ride.
It has been. Yeah. Obviously, since the unicorn years and all the stuff we talk about, you know, with that and the crazy times during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. Oops, I didn't.
You left out an L.
My sarcastic voice.
You left out the L. Plandemic.
Plandemic. Yeah. Sorry. Don't fall for it again. All right. So anyway, let's jump right in. Usually with Amy, we start with real estate market stats. Sort of, you know, that Steve Dace would say, what happened while we were away?
Yeah. Well, not much. It's been interesting. I've been sharing with clients that we have had, in terms of average sales price, we have had a relatively flat run now for the last 5 years. In 2022, which was kind of like, if you want to call it the high point, the average sales price in the valley was 465 and change. In 2023, it dropped to 455, a little bit insignificant. And remember, 2023 was the year we went from 3.5% interest to 6.5% in literally 3 months.
Brian.
Thank you, Joe Biden. Then in 2024, we popped back up to 471. And in 2025, we dropped to 465. And now this year, we're at 477. So basically, what you see in my graph is 5 years of relatively flat growth. And how we see that translated is in 2019, we had an 11% increase in sales. It pulled back a little in 2020, pulled back 2%. Then it surged forward 5% more in 2021. In 2022, it pulled back 31%. Ooh. Now, that would be a reflection of how high prices had gotten. And people didn't really matter what the interest rate was. And then in 2023, we added on almost 4%. Well, that was people racing to get, once it was announced that we're going to increase interest over the next 3 months, people raced to the finish line. Mm-hmm. Then 2024, we had 16% increase, and then it pulled back 7% in 2025 and pulled back another 2% so far in 2026. So when we look at the number of sales since 2015, this is the lowest number of sales we've had in a 10-year run. Year to date at 958, and last year it was 978. But so it has really, really tempered, and we'll talk more about what that means.
Is that national or is that Oregon?
That is our neck of the woods, four counties, Marion, Polk, Lynn, and Benton.
Okay.
Yeah. Because there are places in the nation, you know, where, you know, you go down to Texas, you go to South Carolina, North Carolina, those places where Florida, it's an entirely different market. So all real estate is local.
Yeah.
When we look at what the top terms are, again, we're looking at conventional first, and then cash has now outpaced FHA.
Wow.
Yeah. So of the ones we've had, 468 were conventional, 226 were cash. So that's very interesting to me, and could represent a fair amount of baby boomers downsizing, taking their equity, you know. Okay, and then 139 were FHA. And the last one of note is VA. Only 60 of those since the beginning of the year in four counties. So if you're a veteran out there, I'm buying my 10th house and it will be on a VA loan. That is not a first-time home buyer loan. You should be using your VA loan. It's lower interest rate, no MI, all kinds of good things for you there. You can refinance every 7 months. So we've had
I know when we have Elizabeth Smith on, she talks quite a bit about that. I don't think a lot of people are aware of that. I think there was a lot of surprise when people learned that.
Yeah.
But they do think it's like a one time and then you're done. And yeah.
Because they always talk about it as a zero down, zero closing costs.
Yeah.
Which is not exactly, I mean, it is zero down. But in this market, you're putting zero down, you got a pretty high payment. But for those sellers who then are buyers, you should be using your VA. And every time you have an intent. In fact, the house that we'll be buying will actually have two VA loans because you have an entitlement, not like a one time. You only get to buy one house at a time. You got to surrender your VA to get the next one. As you have an allowance, so to speak.
Oh,
and so if you can buy two houses on it, you can. So you get those terms. Residential sales prices by area. Kaiser is at $457,000. That is down from $478,000. So we're looking at around a 2% drop there. Then when we look at Central, that has flattened out. Now, Central has been the one where we've seen a lot of activity, price improvement, because it was the most affordable. In 2025, the average there was $362,000. Now we're at $359,000. So it looks like we have stabilized there.
Mm-hmm.
Then when we look at East Salem, that's east of Lancaster, north of State Street, that has improved about 2% it has gone down from 444,000 to 438. It kind of insignificant. So again, relatively flat there. Then the southeast, which is south of State Street, east of Lancaster, that's increased 447 to 469. We have some new construction over there that's probably driving that up. We have what we call Southeast Salem, kind of around the Fairview addition, around there. Now that has gone from 525 to 530. So we've flattened out there. Mm-hmm. There's some new construction coming in though. There's a new project off of Pringle Road. So we'll probably see prices increasing there. But you got to be mindful of that if you're reselling your house, that you're going to soon be competing with new construction again. So if you're thinking about selling, probably your best bet would be to get it on the market before those new homes go up. It's like having the nice used car competing with the brand new one.
Yeah.
Then South Salem, which is on the west side of commercial, has gone from 574 to 592. So you're talking Illahi, Candelaria, all those really desirable neighborhoods.
Yeah.
And poor West Salem. Holy moly.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know. we have construction coming on that bridge.
Isn't that, it's just seismic. They're not putting in another one.
No. And this will really exemplify for people why we should have. But they were at 516 last year, and so far this year we're at 462.
Ooh.
Ooh. Yeah.
Okay.
Ouch.
Yeah. So that doesn't necessarily mean that if you had a 520 house that now it's worth 462. You have to keep in mind, this is a representation of the average price of what buyers were willing to pay. Yeah. So what it tells us is that there's probably more volume in the lower end than in the higher end. So you have to be really pretty aggressive if you're in the higher end. Marion County also, it's kind of interesting. You know, Marion County got a pop. We were talking about that like last year and the year before as people were getting away from the city. Now they've gone from average sale price of 541 down to 525. And then if we look at Polk County, they've gone from 517 to 481. So apparently a lot of our dwellers have made their way to the county and are doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
Still, our top price points are the 350 to 500, and then after that, they account for about 45% of all sales, If you're in that price point, you still have to be priced right and presented properly.
Yeah.
But then after that, it falls off dramatically. In fact, the next price range, which is 500 to 550, drops by 25% in terms of the number of sales. You get down into the $1 million price point, really, when you start hitting at 860,000, we're looking at double digits instead of triple digit sales. Keep in mind, this is four counties. It looks like the two price points that really are struggling is 960 to a million.
Mm-hmm.
1.5 to 1.75 is the toughest category to be in. And then 1.75 to 3 million. But the highest in those, you know, shishi houses up there in those price ranges, the best price range is 1 million to 1.25 million. So they mm-hmm. have the most sales in that price range.
Are there a lot in that price range in this area?
A lot. Well, at 1 million to 1.25 over four counties, 98 houses sold in a year. And then as an example, 960 to a million, there was only 26.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. So that gives you an idea. At 1.5 to 1.75, 17.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So these people have discerning tastes.
Yeah.
I mean, you can draw a lot of conclusions about this that could be wrong. But, you know, there's probably some things that would be fun to chatter about over a glass of wine or something. So we're looking at about 91 days on the market. That has increased. And the percentage of sales to list price is running at right about 98%. So that's, you know, very helpful to know that. And then just a reminder to people that don't use Zillow as your guide for pricing. Zillow was wrong so many times in their estimates that the department of, I can't even remember who it was. One of those big government departments, Federal Trade Commission, told them that they had to, on their website, disclose how often the Zestimate is wrong. So buried deep, it tells you that they're wrong 85% of the time. So please do not rely on them.
Weren't they even wrong for the owner of Zillow?
Yeah, the owner had his house, I think it was up in the Queen Anne neighborhood, which is their exclusive neighborhood. And I think it was priced at 1.4 was the Zestimate, and he got 900,000.
Yeah, that's a little off.
If it can't work for the owner, who can it work for? So
exactly.
Please don't use that. And the other one not to use is your tax assessment. So the assessment.
Yeah,
that's for the purposes of taxes. It goes up 3% every year.
You want that to be nice and low.
Yes, you do.
Yes,
you do.
Just as if you're like, oh, that's low. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So for sellers, don't rely on Zillow. Buyers, don't rely on tax estimates, because neither one is a representation of the market.
So, good nugget of knowledge. Let's go ahead and take our first break again. It's Real Estate Insights with Amy McLeod. You're listening to Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Color Tile of Salem and the Perlin Mill.
All right, everybody. Thanks for hanging out with us on this Real Estate Insights Tuesday with Amy McLeod from the McLeod Group, Keller Williams. So, Amy, talk to us a little bit about there's hidden cost shifts. Talking about the importance of hiring a realtor, I would never want to navigate this landscape without a realtor, but what are some of the hidden cost shifts that buyers need to know about?
Yeah, really great question, Denise. And I'm going to talk about this as a buyer currently in the market right now myself.
Okay.
And, you know, for years in real estate, the conversation has always centered around price and interest rates. And of course, those still matter. But what I'm seeing right now, and I'm doing it, is a really important shift. Buyers are starting to ask different and frankly, much smarter questions. And the question is, what is this home actually going to cost me to live in? So not just to buy, but to own. So in the past, a buyer might fall in love with a house, just like a car, and look at the mortgage payment and say, yeah, we can make that work. Now they're digging deeper. They're asking, what's the insurance on this property? What are the property taxes? Where have they been headed? Are there HOA fees? What are the utilities? If you've got a solar panel system, please don't ever buy one of those here. If you got a solar,
they advertise those.
They add
put it
value.
On your roof
yeah, and... no, yeah. Okay. So, what's the cost? What's the lease? What am I going to get back? And even, are there risks that could drive costs up later? So here's the reality. Those extra costs can make up to 30 to 40% of the true cost of owning a home. So you think about a renter who's paid for their lights and their internet, and now they're looking at taking on a bigger house payment, and so they want to know this stuff. So the biggest wild card right now is insurance. And in areas, we've seen dramatic increases over the past few years. So a home that looks affordable on paper can feel very different once those real life costs show up month after month. I recently had a client who failed to mention that his house had flood insurance. Well, that flood insurance is equivalent of $400 a month.
Ooh.
Now that's worth about $70,000 in value. So here's what these things mean for a buyer. It means they're becoming more thoughtful and cautious. They're not just asking, do I love this home? They're asking, will it still feel comfortable for me 3 to 5 years from now? And that's a really healthy shift. So homeownership isn't just about getting in. It's about being able to stay comfortably. Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about what this means for sellers, because this is where it gets interesting. Today, it's not enough just to present your home well. You also have to reduce uncertainty. And the sellers who are winning right now are the ones who are helping buyers understand the full cost picture upfront. So think about two similar homes in the market. One just features highlights like square footage, updates, nice backyard. The other one includes average utility costs, insurance information, property tax information, energy efficient upgrades. Like the house I'm looking at, I didn't know this until I read it in one of the other listings. There's a transfer fee. Okay, so
what's that?
Well, for instance, like you buy in at Salem Town, there is a transfer fee, and that can be negotiated between the buyer and the seller. But the homeowners association says, oh, you transferred, we're collecting money for that. So these are things that a buyer needs to know. Which one do you feel safer, and which one builds more trust? So the second one does, of course, because today's buyers are not just emotional, they're analytical. And they want to feel good about the home, but they also want to feel confident in their decision. So we always say a confused mind won't make a decision. And you oftentimes just have a split second that they ask the question, they want an immediate answer. If I can't get a hold of a seller, or like right now I'm dealing with an attorney and he's got his calendar. And in the meantime, the seller's all nervous and they finally break and go. So this creates a real opportunity. So for buyers, working with someone who can help you understand the true cost of ownership, not just the purchase price, is very, very valuable. And for sellers, positioning your home in a low surprise, predictable cost option will make it stand out, even if it's not the lowest price. So the other shift that I'm seeing is value is being redefined. And it's not just about what a home costs, it's about what it costs to live there. So a home that's slightly higher in price, but has lower insurance, better efficiency, fewer ongoing expenses, lower taxes, that home may actually win because the overall cost is less. And this is where real estate becomes less transactional and more advisory. So the role of a great agent today isn't just opening doors like so many of them do. It's helping people see the full picture and helping them avoid surprises. And then that'll help them make decisions they'll feel good about years from now. So if you're thinking about buying or selling, here's the takeaway. Don't just focus on the price tag. Look at the true cost of living in the home and either consider it in your purchase or advertise it in your sale, because that's what determines whether the home feels like a blessing or a burden to the person picking it up. And when any of us understand the numbers up front, everything changes. There's better decisions made. They're decisions that they will stick with because they're fully informed. They don't get scared by some in-law who tells them, oh my gosh, do you know what happens with that solar panel? You negotiate with more confidence and you choose a home that fits your life. And that's the shift that we're seeing. And it's a smart one. It really is
a very smart one. I'm just thinking as a, especially as a buyer, if I've got the two properties and this one lists like a spreadsheet or, you know, everything that goes into it and this one doesn't, I would have more confidence in this one that had the info.
Uh-huh.
I could make a better, more informed decision. And then, and I can see, that's fascinating. I'm because I get listings all the time and I check on things and I never see any of that. So,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And a lot of times, like in when you're looking at, say, Realtor.com, Zillow, Redfin, any of the websites, frankly, the description area that we have is limited by characters, so it might not be there. But if it was information that your agent was gathering and had it readily available when the email came in and it could be easily sent out, for instance, in our system, the multiple listing system has an area for what's called additional documents. That could be recorded there for your realtor to go pick up at will.
Yeah. Yeah, that would be super handy. And then, of course, we all know what's happening with insurance, especially fire insurance, flood insurance.
Yeah.
The costs of that going up, that could be a determining factor between A or B.
Well, it certainly is a determining factor in what your house is valued at. Two equal houses, if you have a $400 a month insurance bill, that means your house is worth $700,000 less, $70,000 less to make the two of them equal in cost.
Yeah.
So,
and of course, those costs are continuing to go up. So at least having that information on the upfront gives you sort of a base to start from.
Right. And then you can battle against, you know, the helpful in-law who tells you you're crazy for buying. They're out there.
Helpful in-laws. Oh, I know. All right. We're going to take a break for the bottom of the hour. We have got a lot more information with Amy McLeod. So come on back and learn so much more from Amy McLeod. Come on back.
The Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance, continues. Here are Denise and Hunter on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Green Acres Landscape and GA at Home.
Alrighty, welcome back, everybody. I failed to mention today is it's National Cheesecake and National Cocktail Day. What a day to celebrate!
I'm going to have my pear martini tonight.
Right? And just get a little like beloved cheesecake or something to go with it and
send my blood sugars off the charts.
Mm-hmm. But you got to celebrate. It's just one day.
And it's this rainy day of the week. Right. We're supposed to, you know, get back into the decent weather by the weekend. But
can I lick the sugar off the rim? Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm happy.
No negotiations required on that. Speaking of negotiations, everything we were talking about in the first part, I mean, you know, the importance of negotiating. I'm not a very good negotiator. I would want to hire somebody who can negotiate for me. That's just such a big part of buying and selling real estate. So talk to us a little bit more about that and sort of the return of negotiations.
Yeah, well, you know, the main role of your realtor is to set you up for a strategy. And then when the offer comes in, to be your negotiator. And during the unicorn years, the real estate market was intense. And homes were selling in days with multiple offers over asking price. Buyers were waiving inspections, anything to get the house. And it felt like if you didn't move fast, you missed out.
Yeah.
There was really no negotiating. The sellers were dictating the terms. But what we're seeing right now is a very interesting shift, which is why I'm in the market in spite of the interest rate.
Uh-huh.
And it's changing the entire tone of the market. What we're seeing is what I call the re-entry seller. So these are the homeowners who tried to sell over the most recent couple of years when the market has been more challenging. They pulled their houses off the market and now they're coming back, and they're coming back with a different mindset. Because here's what they learned. The market is not what it was in 2020 or early 2022. Today, the buyers are more patient. They're very selective, and frankly, they're willing to walk away. Mm-hmm. So when these homes come back on the market, they often come back at a more realistic price with a greater willingness to negotiate and with more openness to concessions, and that's creating a big shift. And if you're a seller who's planning on coming new to the market, realize that this is who you're competing against. We're moving from a market where buyers had to win the house at all costs to one where buyers are focused on win the deal. And I can tell you in the price range I'm looking at, in the city I'm looking in, I've got a house picked out we're going to offer on. And my attitude is, if you don't take my offer, I got 12 others to go to.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. That's a big shift.
Uh-huh. Big.
Yeah.
So now what does this mean in real life? It means buyers are asking for things again. So don't be shocked. Don't be offended. Things we didn't see a couple of years ago, like repair requests, all of them, mm-hmm. closing cost credits, rate buy downs, buyers listen up, and flexible timelines. And sellers, especially these reentry sellers, are much more open to these conversations. Now, it doesn't mean that it's a buyer's market across the board. That's important because good homes, well-priced, well-presented, are still moving. Mm-hmm. But the psychology has changed, and that's what matters. So buyers no longer feel like they have to rush into a decision. They feel like they have options. And when the buyers feel like they have options, expect they are going to negotiate differently. Let's talk about what that means if you are a buyer. This is actually a huge window of opportunity. You can take a little more time, do your due diligence, and have real conversations about terms, not just prices. And I always say, look at what the professional sellers are doing. In the market that I'm looking in, there's a lot of new home construction. Mm-hmm. We went in to look at their offers, and it was $75,000 in upgrades, but we're going to give you a $55,000 credit.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And, oh, and we're going to give you $5,000 towards your closing costs. And I guarantee you, if we're riding on that house, I would take all of that and ask for more because I'm going to push them.
Okay.
Okay.
I'd see, and I don't know, most people would be like, wow, that's great.
Right, exactly.
And stop right there.
Exactly. So, and it doesn't mean that you should lowball everything or assume the seller is desperate. I'll give them their price, but I'd like to have another $10,000 in closing costs because I want to buy that rate down. So yeah. The strongest homes are still competitive. And the key is understanding which situations have flexibilities and which ones don't. So for sellers, this is where strategy really matters because the old playbook doesn't fully work anymore. You can't just list your house and expect a bidding war. You got to get rid of that. That muscle is gone and you have to position it correctly from the start. So if you're a re-entry seller, meaning you were on the market before, this is especially important because buyers are paying attention. They can see price history. When I'm looking at pre-owned homes, yeah. I can go right into Redfin and I can see every price reduction you've made. I can see if your house went under contract and it fell out of contract and that the one we're going to offer on, if went into contract December 4th, fell out and hasn't had an offer since. So the question
that's
becomes
good information to have in your quiver.
Yeah.
Yes.
So what's different this time? That's the question the buyer's asking. What's different this time? If I can see that you have not dropped the price, I've already figured out that the outcome is going to be the same. You're not going to negotiate with me. And I just tootle on.
Yeah.
So you're looking, the buyer's looking at, is it priced better? Is it presented better? Are you more flexible? Because if nothing has changed, I'm going to move on. So here's the good news. When sellers adjust and lean into the new market, things can move very successfully. In fact, homes that are priced right and presented properly are still selling, sometimes quickly. The difference is success today comes from alignment, not pressure. Alignment with the market. The market will speak to you, not your mm-hmm. realtor, the market. They will tell yeah. you what they're thinking based on the number of showings and or offers. You have to have alignment with buyer expectations and alignment with reality. And I underline and put in bold, alignment with reality. Because when the alignment is there, then the deals will come together smoother with less stress. And so if you're thinking about buying or selling, here's the takeaway. We're back in a market where negotiation matters, mm-hmm. where terms matter, where strategies matter. And honestly, that's not a bad thing. It creates a more balanced environment, thoughtful decisions, and ultimately better outcomes for both buyers and sellers. So instead of asking, how fast do I have to move? Start asking, how do I structure the best deal? Because that's the game today. And if you listen to me on this, then you're already ahead of most people in the market who are not listening.
And so their success rate, if they're not listening, their stress level is higher. It's just not coming together as well. Everything
yeah.
has just got, it's more fraught with agita.
Yeah. And I mean, you've probably heard this. Why is there so many houses for sale on the market? Sellers, you have to ask yourself, why are there so many houses for sale? Well, because you're not responding to the market. We've got buyers out there at about the same level they've been for the last 5 years.
So somehow there's a disconnect. They're not. They've got different expectations.
Yep.
No, that would be my assumption. The different expectations. You know, these are sellers that probably bought during unicorn years.
Yep.
And they're wanting the same treatment as they sell as they got when they were buyers.
Mm-hmm. Well, having been in the market, you know, selling in the unicorn years, I mean, it was a weirdo time. I mean, it felt weird when you were in it. It didn't feel normal.
35 years, that's the only time I've seen a market like that.
Yeah, it was absolutely bizarre. And it was one of those where you felt like you need to just, you go with it and go. And it ended up working out. But is there like a slight, still a hangover from that? Because it's only 4 years ago.
Yeah, we call it muscle memory. And that's why I'm saying you need to get over it, because that is not the market that we're in. And the challenge is that not only do sellers have muscle memory that's not serving them, but buyers have muscle memory too, the way they were treated. And so, you know, they're coming in. I can tell you what my mindset is. Mm-hmm. I don't have to buy anything. Mm-hmm. Frankly, if you got a first time home buyer, they can sit in their apartment for about 20 to 25% less than buying your house with a, you know, if they're doing an FHA minimum down. So they're not compelled to spend more money. It really is that marketplace where, unless you have something absolutely unique, you have to compel the buyer to buy you. We've talked about this, the beauty contest.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, so you have to, it's like, you know, what in Zillow they used to say, what's your make me sell number? Well, now it's what's your make me buy. Make me buy number. Give me that number. Give me that presentation. Or I'm going on. Or I'm just going to wait.
Well, and I think what we talked about earlier in the first half of the show is presenting all the numbers, everything. So I want the full picture. I don't want just sort of that narrow window of here's the cost of this. I want to see the whole thing. That to me, as someone who would be maybe potentially buying, that's value added for me.
Yes.
And that could make or break whether I take this house or that house.
Yes, I can remember being a younger buyer and our budget was tight and we were trying to move up. And the agent, good on her, I'll give a shout out to Bernice Wigginton. She's still around in town. She's a great lady. And she said to me, well, Amy, you're moving into an energy efficient home. Your electric bill will probably be around an average of $100 a month. Well, we were in this big barn of a drafty house built in the 70s, and our electric bill was $250. That $150 difference was the decision for us to buy.
Yeah.
So, you know, it makes sense.
Back when electricity bills were $100 a month.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Isn't that quaint?
Yeah. Yes. But you see the perspective. Because we were $250 versus $100. And she was smart enough to tell us that.
Yeah. Well, that's why she's been in business for a long time. Absolutely. Well, let's go ahead and take a break and then come back and talk about people who have been given all this wisdom, given all this information, and then they still don't listen. What are we going to do? So again, we're talking with Amy McLeod. It is Real Estate Insights Tuesday. This is Newsmakers at Noon on 1430 KYKN.
Now back to the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance on 1430 KYKN. Salem is listening.
This segment of Newsmakers at Noon is brought to you by Salem Clinic Urgent Care and Cozy's New York Deli.
Well, we do know Salem is listening.
That's right.
And so is Kaiser. We probably should do a quick update because I don't know yet. I mean, if you are in Salem and Kaiser and listening, you're listening to us online or on our app because we're still working out the details.
Yeah, so they're still working. They are fairly confident they will have it up at some point today. Unfortunately, it wasn't prior to the show coming on the air. But for all we know, we could be back on the air right now. We don't have a radio in here to listen to as we're, you know, broadcasting. So...
We may have a happy surprise when we end the show today.
That's
and of
right.
course, we are at just about the end of another really, really informative, interesting episode with Amy McLeod from the Cloud Group Keller Williams for Real Estate Insights. So we've shared all this information. You have imparted your knowledge. You have sat me down, sat this person down and shared everything. And they go, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm going to do it this way because my brother-in-law, Ralphie, says I should do it this way. So thanks.
Yeah, and if I was your mom, I'd put you in the corner because this is really about when good people don't listen. You know, one of the things I've learned after years in real estate is that buying and selling a home is not just a financial decision. It's emotional. It's personal. Oh, yes. It's a little stressful. So
a little?
once in a while, we do something very human and we don't listen. And so now I say this with a smile because this is not just about buyers and sellers. We've all done it. Me too. And someone gives us advice, your doctor, lawyer, dentist, CPA, financial planner, your realtor. And we nod and we hear it and we don't really take it in. And then later when things don't go the way we hope, we think, wait, what happened? Or worse yet, it's pointing the finger at our professional saying, you didn't, dot, dot, dot. So in real estate, this shows up in some very familiar ways. So let's start with sellers, because I know a lot of you listening are sellers or will be. One of the biggest moments where this comes up is right at the beginning, overpricing. Now, I completely understand that, you know, it's your house, you've lived in it, you've invested in it, you have memories there. So of course you want to get the very best price, and that makes perfect sense. But this is where things can get a little tricky because there's a gap between what we want the home to be worth, me too, and what the market is actually willing to pay. Yeah. And I just like to remind people that when you hire a realtor, you are hiring them for their advice. If they're not competent enough to give you advice, don't hire them. But if you do hire them and you pay them for their work, I remind my clients, the more you make, the more I make. I am not in this to cut your price so that I can get a quickie sale. Okay. I'm really, you know, we often get accused of being financially motivated. Most of us are who work, but I'm enough financially motivated that I do want you to get top dollar.
Yeah.
So your agent steps in to help you understand what the market is actually willing to pay, but to help interpret what the market will say, because the truth is the agent does not make the market. I'm not Barbara Eden on I Dream a Genie. I'm not Elizabeth Montgomery on Bewitched. I don't make the market. I just help you understand it. I help you understand it when we sit down, and I help you understand it as we go through the process, because the market can change. And the agents who really serve you well are the ones who have the courage right up front to be honest with you, even when it's not the easiest conversation. And the agent who has the courage to call you every 2 weeks and say, you know what, that ticker tape we couldn't see is telling us something. We need to adjust.
Yeah.
So let's talk preparation. This is another big one. You'll often hear things like declutter, stage the home, make a few updates, put in new carpet.
Yes.
And sometimes the response is, well, buyers should be able to see past that.
Oh, no.
Oh, and you know, if I put in the wrong color, no, builders have been using basic beige and grayish forever.
It's like a light oatmeal.
So in a perfect world, maybe buyers would, but not in today's market. We just had a segment on why. Buyers are comparing your home to everything else online in seconds. And small details in a picture can make a big difference. So when preparation advance gets brushed aside, what can happen is you sit longer, your days on the market go up. I can see that on the internet. Or less, you attract less interest and you end up actually selling for less because they start to assume you're desperate. And then one of my favorite moments in real estate, you get the first and only offer. Now, this is where emotions really show up because sometimes that first offer is not exactly what you were hoping for. Maybe it's a little lower. Maybe it includes closing costs. Maybe there's a few terms that are disappointing. And the instinct can be, that's too low. That's not serious. I'm offended. They're jerks. Why would they even write me this offer? But here's a perspective shift that can make all the difference. Be grateful first that you even have an offer, because an offer means something very important. That someone raised their hand and said, I'm interested enough to have spent an hour writing paperwork to you.
Yeah.
And from there, it becomes a conversation, not the final answer. So today's buyers, especially now, they're a little more in the driver's seat and they're taking their time. They're negotiating more. They're asking more questions. And that's not a bad thing. It's just the market we're in. So when that offer comes in, maybe it's not perfect. The goal isn't to react emotionally. It's to step back and ask, how do we work with this? I tell my agents all the time, the question is not what the heck is this? The question is how. How can we make this work for both parties? Because many of the best deals don't start out perfect.
I was going to say, that's your starting. Look at it as
absolutely. That's what negotiations are.
Yeah, yeah.
So they become great through good negotiations. And the things that bring me to another very human moment is trust. Mm-hmm. You need to hire a real estate agent because you're going to be in a situation where you need to have a professional that you trust. Because when it's so personal, it's easy to second guess the guidance. Pricing advice, negotiating strategy, timing decisions, and then completely understandable, this is a big decision. So when there's a lack of trust, that's when things start to feel harder than they need to be. You start delaying your decisions, and then buyers get impatient, go, well, if you're going to be so disrespectful, bye-bye. Mm-hmm. Opportunities get missed, and the outcome isn't what it could have been. So just to keep things interesting, there's some last-minute surprises that can happen during a deal. A change of direction, timing, hesitating at key moments, revisiting decisions that were already made. These are all very human reactions, but in the process that has a lot of moving parts, those moments create ripple effects that can cause a buyer to bolt. So the heart of it is, if you're thinking about buying or selling, the most important decision you make is not just when to move, it's who you choose to guide you. And specifically, choose the person who tells you what you need to hear, not just what you want to hear. Because that honesty, especially at the beginning, is what sets you up for success later. And if you're not ready to do what it takes to sell in this market, don't come on the market at all. Wow, because okay. People are watching the days on the market.
Mm-hmm.
But if you do decide to come on, lean into the partnership. Ask questions up front. Understand the strategy, but trust the process. Because when your expectations and reality are aligned, everything else becomes smoother.
Yeah, that's really great advice, because you're right. There, and it's the emotional side of it too. And you need to have somebody. And that's why I think partnering up with a good, solid, trustworthy realtor can kind of temper that and help you deal with that.
And really, people have to get out of this mindset that the realtor is keeping buyers from coming to your house. We're not.
Why would they do that?
Well, because it's easier than admitting you're not going to get what you want for your house. But with everything online, I tell my clients, if you've got a professional photography, photo is there combined with the price, some people just swipe through. It's that off. But if they go in and look at the pictures and they're digging around and you still have no showings and no offers, that's the market saying, no, I'm not going to pay $100 for Apple stock that's on the ticker tape at 55.
Yeah.
Just not going to.
That's the seller's truth not aligning with the truth of the market.
Absolutely.
There you go. Beautifully stated.
Who do we have it
every,
in?
Every once in a while, I have those kinds of moments.
Ding, ding, ding. He's more than just a pretty face.
Pretty radio face, you meant, right?
That's right. That's why they hide me back here.
Well, really good information. And again, just again, stressing the importance of really partnering up. And again, partnering up. Partner.
Right.
You're in a partnership. Mm-hmm. So what are we? We were almost out of time. Yeah, real quick, mm-hmm. we're gonna hit the end of the show. Real quick, Amy, where people want to reach you, they want to hire you. Where do they find you?
They can find us at amymcleod.net, or they can call us at 971-208-5093, and I'm at amy@mgnrealtors.com. That's Mark George Nancy Realtors.com.
All right. As always, great information. Thanks for hanging out with us today, everybody. We will see you tomorrow.
This has been the Rich Duncan Construction Newsmakers at Noon with Denise and Hunter, presented by Hagen Hamilton Insurance. Live local talk that matters to you. Exclusively on 1430 KYKN, where Salem is listening.